And at this time, we're visiting with the Broken Bow Girls Golf Team as they get ready to compete in the Class C State Championships on Monday and Tuesday at Elks Country Club in Columbus. Girls, Coach Cooksley, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Coach, I'm going to start with you. You've got to be proud of what these girls have accomplished again this season.
Yep. I told you at the Booster Club banquet, I thought this could be my best team that I've ever had here. And I still believe that, and their accomplishments have, I'm not surprised by any of them because they've put in the time, they put in the effort, and nothing surprises me anymore with this group. They just continue to get better and continue just to kind of dominate things.
Lots of times I'll ask, describe this group of players in a word, but I'm going to give you three words to describe this group.
Best team ever.
There you go.
I like heard Taylor that. Say that back here, but enjoyable to be around. I think that's four. But
yeah.
It's just been a great experience being around these guys, and I'm not taking any of it for granted because it's a once-in-a-lifetime type group right now. So.
Yeah. All right, girls. Now, I'm going to ask you to speak right up into this microphone, all right? First off, congratulations, district champs again, headed back to the state championships. Talk a little bit about your prep this week. What has your preparation been like? A lot of workout on the range or on the green putting? What have you been doing this week to get prepared?
This week we've spent a lot of time at the range and the putting green, just kind of perfecting the little things that'll help us.
Anybody else? On the green, on the range?
We did some bunker shots, which I think will help us.
Okay. I can't remember. Is there a lot of sand traps, a lot of bunkers at Columbus? There.
Yes.
Yes. Taylor, have you ever been in one of those?
Oh, never. I've never been in a bunker before.
Ever?
Okay. Yes, I've been in them a lot.
Skylar, have you been in a bunker before?
No, not at all.
We had a traumatic experience at Holdridge.
Oh, we did.
It was rough.
We're good, though, right?
Yes, okay. We're good.
All right. Well, Skylar, step right up to that microphone. Now, this is your first experience at the state tournament. So talk a little bit about your emotions. I'm sure, number one, you're excited, but a little nervous at all with this being the first trip for you?
I feel pretty confident about my golf game, and I think if I just go out and perform how I have been this season, I'll be okay.
Okay. Now, you other four, you've been here before. You've been on the course before. All four of you were a part of the team a year ago. What about your emotions now that you have a little bit of experience with being at the state tournament? How does this year feel for you?
I feel like I'm ready, and I'm confident about it.
Okay. Lainey, how about you?
Oh, I'm actually really ready, and I'm excited to improve my strokes and PR again.
Yeah. So. Well, I remember last year, the final round, that was the best round you had played, right? Last year?
Yes.
Molly, how about you? What are your emotions coming into this thing?
I'm excited. I'm a lot less nervous than I was last year, just knowing that it's just a tournament with a bigger title to it, but you still got to go out and play golf.
Yeah. Cameron, how about you?
I definitely think experience is a really big advantage, especially at state, and that's just something that'll help us even more.
Okay, you're the two-time champs. You're going for three. I kind of hesitate to ask this, but I'm going to. Do you feel pressure? I mean, you've done it twice. I know that you're focused in on doing it again. Do you feel pressure, or is it more excitement about the challenge ahead?
There's definitely some pressure on us just because it's kind of a big deal, but I think we all know that if we go out and play our game, we'll be just fine.
The tee times came out. All of you tee off on hole number one. You all go out on the front nine first. Do you like where you set on tee times? I know Skylar's, you're the first off, right?
Yeah.
And then you other four are like all like one group right after another. Do you like where you're teeing off at?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay.
it's easier to start on one than it is to start on 10 because you just have a better knowledge of your score.
Okay, yeah. So you guys all like starting on the front nine as opposed to the back?
Yeah. We like going one right after each other because we have this thing called the starburst rule where if you par, you leave starburst for your teammates. So that's always fun.
Oh, okay. Now I've heard of this starburst rule. Explain it a little bit more. Okay, when if someone in the group ahead, if you par, then you leave a starburst for the one coming behind you to pick up? Is that the deal?
Yeah, so if you par, you leave one starburst on the next tee box. If you birdie, you leave two. And then eagle, you leave three.
Uh-huh. All right, now has anybody ever picked up three?
I picked up three at districts because Taylor eagled number 10.
You eagled 10 at districts? I didn't know this.
Yep, chipped in.
All right. Oh, man, that's exciting. Now, okay, so now the question is, do you hang on to the starbursts or do you eat them right there on the course?
You eat them.
You eat them right away? Cool.
Or sometimes the coach comes by and asks for some.
Oh, the coach asks for a handout. Imagine that. Okay, let's see. Third year playing at Elks Country Club in Columbus. More difficult. The front. You guys mentioned how you like to start on the front nine. What's more difficult, the front or the back on the course, or are they both equally challenging?
I'd say that they're pretty equal.
Pretty equal. Okay. Yeah.
There's a couple holes on the front and the back that are more difficult, but they're kind of the same.
Yeah. What's the toughest hole?
15.
Whoa. 15. I'm trying to remember on my scorecard what 15. What is 15? Par four or is it par five?
It's a par five. There's about 7 dog legs, 15 bunkers, a lake.
Wow, 15.
A lake, lots of trees.
Tears.
Yeah, tears. So what are the keys to handling the golf course? Is it? I've been there the last couple of years and have seen the course. It seems like there's trees all over the place. Is it keeping it in the fairway? Is that the key? Or what are some of the keys to being able to handle the course at Columbus?
I would say keeping it in the fairway, and if you're in the trees, hurry and punch out instead of trying to go through the trees.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Those are kind of the keys.
And it's always great to be in the fairway. It's just easier said than done.
Yeah. Are some of the fairways, I've walked to some of the holes, are some of the fairways, it seems like some of the fairways are pretty narrow. They're not exceptionally wide.
Yeah, pretty narrow fairways.
Yeah, okay. Well, girls, best of luck. Thank you very much for taking time to visit with us. This is kind of becoming a tradition, and I like it. The pre-state interview. So thanks for taking time to visit with us. We wish you the best of luck at state. We congratulate you, too, on all of the success that you've achieved up to this point, and we look forward to following you around the course and keeping people updated from Columbus. So best of luck.
Thank you.
There you go, folks. Your 2-time defending Class C state champion girls golf team from Broken Bow.